This episode of the Morning Stream is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allows you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off a suitcase, go to awaytravel.com/TMS and use the promo code TMS. That's awaytravel.com/TMS, and the code is TMS. Coming up on TMS, I saw a bum and I didn't like it.
Mystery date report. Well done, sir, by the way.
Thank you. You have an alien in there.
That guy is long gone.
I don't trust that pizza.
Burger King is fast.
Major spoilers and Trek Nerd and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
We'll see you when you get back from Image Enhancement Camp.
Spare me your euphemisms. It's Fat Camp for Daddy's Chubby Little Secret.
You promised you wouldn't make a scene.
I'm mad because you're so weird.
The Morning Stream.
This is Scott Fletcher, and I approve this podcast. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for October 15th, 2018, midway through the month. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Just blow my nose and stepping out of the camera.
It's just the time. It's time of the year, man. You're supposed to have a stuffy nose this time of year. It's probably cold there too. It's freaking cold this morning right here. I don't like it.
We even had snow. We had 2 to 5 inches, depending on where you were in the Denver area. And here's the thing, the snow is just about gone. It'll easily be gone by this afternoon because it's going to be a little bit warmer today. But what it did do is it stuck to all the leaves on the trees and yanked them off. So now our lawn, like everything, is just covered with leaves. It was like Mother Nature said, you know, fall's not happening fast enough. Let's see if I can pull some of these leaves down right now.
Yeah, because that's pretty premature. Normally, they just come off on their own, right? With the slow grind
they
of fall.
Die and they fall.
Yeah. Well, hey, no snow here except in the mountains. So I guess we're still sort of normal. But it's freaking cold this morning. I didn't want to get out of bed. I wanted to stay in there forever and never get up. But I had to get up because we had all kinds of stuff going on this morning. The dogs, they wait for no man. So you got to get up and feed them and get them out and poop them and all the things you do. So it was just a nonstop crazy town here at the Johnson House, but no snow. So I feel okay about that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We're back at it, everybody. It's a brand new week. In fact, it is our last full week of Brian. Or no, that's next week you're gone all week, right?
I'm gone all week, so it's not even a partial week of Brian. I might, like you said, I might try and call in or something, but...
That could be really fun. We could figure that out. You know what would be fun is if we figured out a way to do a Babel Royale where we call you.
That'd be awesome.
And you get
love that, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to figure that out. But anyway, I'm still working on what it's going to look like. Probably some guest hosts, some stuff like that. And then the following week after that is BlizzCon week. And we only got stuff till like Wednesday. No, not even that, because fly Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be Monday and Tuesday. But as always, you know, you and I always try and sneak off and record something that we can put on the feed. Just a little, hey there, hi there, ho there.
Yeah, kind of a little something while we're in Anaheim. So we're looking forward to all of that. And stay tuned for a rollicking full week of TMS this week. And enjoy yourselves to whatever degree you can.
Try and make the best of it.
So yesterday, I walked the dog because I didn't do it in the morning. I did it in the afternoon. And I saw something that I kind of wish I hadn't seen.
Something you wish you could unsee?
Yeah. So maybe you can help me figure out a way to burn the memory away.
Eye bleach or something?
Yeah,
all
maybe.
Right. Let's hear the story. The teaser in the morning kind of already sort of said what you saw, and I don't know if it's the posterior or the hobo.
Oh, the hobo variety of bum? Maybe.
Right, exactly.
So I'm walking the dog, and we're near some townhomes over by the lake. They have this beautiful view of the lake there, and turns out I now have a beautiful view of them in a way I didn't expect, but I was across the... Cross the road at the lakeside there, and I am kind of turning back toward the direction I need to be walking. And what do my eyes behold in a upper window of one of these four-story townhomes? They're individual townhomes that are all four stories tall, so they have like a big nice deck thing on the top, and then windows, and then down to the doors and all that. And I look up, and in one of the main windows there, I see what appears to be, and I'm willing to say that because I don't have 100% clarity on this, but it appears to be somebody's bum pressed up against the window, like two big butt cheeks just smashed up on the window. Like, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't like they were, just in the process of getting dressed. It sounds like they said, oh, look at that dude walking his dog down there. Watch this.
Yeah, it gave me a full-on moon, like you do when you were a kid in the car against your friend's window driving up State Street, like that. And the chat room says pressed ham. Yeah, it was like a pressed ham. Yeah,
pressed ham. Perfect.
And so this, I look up and I see this and I kind of double take and I go, wait a minute, that can't be what I think it is. So I'm far enough away where I could be mistaken. It could be, I don't know what else. It could be something else. Right. So right. I get out my phone and I zoom in, you know, a little pinch and zoom. I zoomed and enhanced, right, from across the street. Yeah. And as I got closer, sure enough.
That's not creepy at all. Bum in the window. Dude gets out his phone, is aiming just to see it up close.
Right. So, I mean, and that will help explain what I'm about to tell you, because I also felt weird about doing that. But when I did it, I get up close, and sure enough, it's absolutely a butt. But it appeared to me to be like some sort of plastic overlay, like a funny joke, ha-ha kind of butt.
Like a Halloween prank butt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I thought, it looks like a prank butt. It's not a real butt. It's like just something you buy at Spencer's and take home and stick on your window or something. And
gotcha.
So I'm looking at it going, ha, that's pretty funny. And then my reality is shattered again, because then the butt moved and pulled away and went away like a real butt. It was not a sticker. It was a real butt. And I went, took my phone, put it back in my pants and went, all right, we're out of here, dude. We're going to keep going. Just me and the dog. Just let's go. Let's forget what we just saw. Let's pretend we didn't see it. I don't know if that guy saw me or if anyone saw me looking up there, but gosh dang it, dude. It was a butt. Somebody put their butt on a window.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. What would you say? Give me a theory. Why do you think it happened?
Oh, somebody's in the process of changing their clothes. And although to press it up against the window for that long, and you're sure it was pressed up against the window.
Yes, like it's the flat, like, you know, that effect of putting your butt up there.
I mean, and nobody turning around to look and see if you're watching or anything like
not
that.
Not that I could tell.
Could have been a little exhibitionist,
it
right?
Could have been somebody who's into it. I don't know. But I didn't see any other part of this person. I didn't see their head. Yeah. I didn't see anything else. And like I said, at first I was convinced because it wasn't moving and it looked like a sticker. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, there is part of me that says, well, maybe somebody's pulling the sticker off when they pulled away. Like, it's still a sticker, but I just happened to see this moment when... But that seems very unlikely to me.
That does seem very unlikely.
Yeah.
Now, did you did actually take a picture of this, or did you just do the
zoom? No, I panicked. I just zoomed and freaked out. I didn't do... I think my intent...
That's not something you want in the cloud.
No, I don't want it anywhere near my phone.
I don't know if you ever plan on running for, office or Supreme Court justice or anything like that, but that's not something you want in the cloud.
Well, apparently I can still get in. Even if I do a picture,
I guess
but
it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. What I've learned lately is that my parents, when I was young, they'd say, "You know, son, that's what's great about America. Anybody can be president." I went, "Anybody?" And they said, "That's right, son. Anybody." Well, I didn't know they meant anybody. I didn't know that.
you guys meant
anybody. Anybody can be president.
Like a reality show host, not a reality
no,
show. Host,
no, no, no sure, way, yeah. Not a chance. Anyway, so whatever that was about. I got out of there and I could have probably snapped a shot. I didn't think of it at the time and I was probably going to do it if it was a sticker. I would have gone, oh, this is funny. Click. Look at this. Right. Will be a good Twitter post. But just about the time my brain would have done that, it moved and I went, ah! And all I could think about was it probably made a sound like a whoosh, pulling it off the window. Oh, right. Gosh, dude. Right. And definitely man butt.
It's cold.
Definitely
okay,
man
so
butt.
For sure it's man butt.
I'm not 100% sure, but it struck me as male butt.
So here's the question. I mean, and this is what seems to always come up when something like this happens to you.
Yeah.
Do you change the path that you walk the dog now for a little while? Or do you lean into it and say, I'm going to go back and just see if what I saw was what I saw. Maybe I'll see that butt again.
Yeah.
Or you can like not even look, make, you know, like... Like, turn your head as you're walking your dog and not even look that direction.
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, I haven't gone since, so when I go later today, should I, what would you do? Would you go back the same way and just kind of see what's what, or would you alternate your path? What would you do?
I mean, I'm usually the person who alternates their path anyway. Like, I try and, when I go for walks, when I go for bike rides, I try and mix it up anyway.
Yeah.
But I would probably not, I wouldn't make a change just for that reason.
Okay.
Like, just because I saw a butt.
Right.
Question is, would I look up there, like, kind of corner my eye glance just to make sure and...
I'd have to do that, right?
I think you do have to do that. And I think...
How could I not?
I think there's part of you that wants to just look up there and see a dude standing in the window waving at you. Hi!
It's me again.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Yeah, I'm going... See you tomorrow kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. The whole thing freaked me out. And you know what? I was enough of a distance and shaky phone hand that it could have been a weird, you know, a teenager playing a joke. It could have been 100 things. Totally. I don't know, but from my view, it looked like man butt about, let's see, distance-wise, it's probably, I don't know how far I was. I mean, it was enough to get to zoom in and have it be a really shaky, semi-digitized close-up of the window.
Right. And that's the other thing is the whole, like, that I don't know if I would have done to say, I can't see it very well. Let me pull out my phone, point it at that, and then zoom in and stuff. I guess it's a pretty smart move.
Well, it wasn't moving.
Binoculars.
If I knew it was a butt for sure ahead of time.
Yeah.
And not a sticker or something. Because this seemed ridiculous to me. Who does this? Who at, you know, in the middle of a Sunday afternoon has their naked butt pressed up on a window when someone's walking by?
Like, well, you know, football, it's football night in America.
The Steelers are on. Take your pants off. Yeah.
Just the fear that somebody would look out and see you pointing your phone at their naked butt. Yeah. That's the part that's like, okay, I hope you have running shoes on just in case this goes south.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it went south, just not as south as it could have. And, enjoyed it. Hey, how'd your mystery date go? Speaking of butts on glass, how'd that go?
Yeah, speaking of butts on glass.
Yeah.
So Tina and I did our mystery date Saturday night. This was the month that I pick a date for her. So I took her to a place called Upstairs Circus. And I let her know ahead of time because here's the deal. So Upstairs Circus, if you go to upstairscircus.com, you can see what the quote-unquote menu is. But you go there and you pick from about 30 different projects that you can work on. And they've got jewelry, necklaces, keychains, wallets, leather goods, bracelets, art that you hang on the walls, stuff for the home, like a little wooden box to take a six-pack to your friend's house with and stuff like that, shelves.
Sure.
And tons of stuff. But I knew that this wouldn't be something, you know, that if we showed up there and we walked in, all of a sudden she's got like a minute or a couple minutes to decide what she wants to work on. So that's why I had to tell her early. Mm. And I talked about that a little bit last week. But it's a really, really cool place. I mean, they provide everything for you, paints and brushes and all the tools and everything that you could possibly need. You leave the mess behind. They bring you drinks if you want drinks. If you want non-alcoholic drinks, they bring you those. They have some snacks. And we shared a table with four other people. So it was a six-person table. And the couple across from us was like on one of their early dates.
Was it a full table, by the way? Just everybody, like all, there were six of you?
All okay. Six. Yeah, six seats and all six of them were filled.
All right.
Couple across from us were like on a fairly early date. We thought just by their conversation, because they're still learning stuff about each other.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of club douchey.
Oh,
right?
I don't like club douchey. Club douchey's bad.
Kind of club douchey. Like, this did not feel like he did not pick this date for sure. There's no way that this is, let's go make some crafts.
Yeah.
And he's singing along with every Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber song that happened to come on the music system while we were there.
This kind of makes me want to die, but keep going.
And then on the end of the table were a couple women, one of whom was having a birthday, and They were making shelves, magnetic shelves. So like you put a little magnet on a keychain, or you make a little magnet keychain, mm-hmm. and then the shelf has a bunch of little magnet spots where you walk in from the garage, click, and then you keep on with your day, and that magnet has always got your keys.
You know,
right
we
there.
Have that's cool like that. We have a bottle opener. It'd be better if we were like heavy beer drinkers or something, but yeah. it's on the wall. Someone gave it to us as a gift. I don't remember who, but it has a bottle opener at the top of it. Mm-hmm. And then when you pop it off, the cap automatically goes
drops.
And it sticks to the base of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Anyway,
that's
sorry, cool. You reminded me of that.
Yeah, so Tina ended up doing I think I predicted that she was going to do something Wizard of Oz. And
you did.
On the show last week. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to make that suggestion to her because first thing I thought of was like, oh, you should do something Marilyn Monroe. I forgot to say Marilyn Monroe, Wizard of Oz. So she picked out something Marilyn Monroe that Saturday during the day. We printed it out, had it on a flash drive to take there. And they print out the pattern for you, or they print out your artwork that you bring and put it on contact paper, carbon paper, so that you can trace it onto the canvas that you're going to be working from. But while we were at dinner, I said, yeah, I really thought you would have picked something Wizard of Oz. And then she just like completely went silent, like, oh my God, I should have done something Wizard of Oz. I'm like, oh my God, my prediction would have come true if I would have said something earlier.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing something Wizard of Oz.
Oh, good. Perfect.
I decided like while we were at dinner, because I had originally planned to do a Coverville logo using nails and strings. So you get a board, you paint it, you transfer your image onto there, and then you hammer little tiny nails all around the shape you want, and then you kind of zigzag around between the nails to make this kind of cool string and art.
Sure.
Nail and string art.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided, oh, you know what I'll do is I'll do a Tin Man, and I'll have the outline of the Tin Man with his little funnel hat and his, you know, his shoulders and stuff like that. And then I'll take where his heart would be, and I'll have that be a cutout so that the string actually goes between the outline and this little inside cutout place. And I put it up on Facebook for people to see if you want to go check it out.
I do want to check it out. It sounds like you already gave more to the Tin Man than Oz did, because as you know, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have.
That's right. So please, believe in me.
Yeah.
Anyway, came out great, and boy, hammering on all those nails, especially I got big fingers and you're trying to hammer in these little tiny thin nails. So it's like, I grabbed a pair of those pliers and I'm hammering nails in the board using that.
Nice.
I get the whole board painted black. I transfer the image on there. I'm hammering in the nails. And then Tina says, oh, what's that? And she points to the corner of my board. And there's like these weird dots all over it. Like, oh, I must have missed a couple spots, but that doesn't seem right because the board was brown.
You're bleeding, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
The lady next to me making her shelf, birthday girl,
is
splattering her paint as she's painting. She's just sitting there chit-chatting, drinking her wine. Beer, 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 beer. And splashing paint from her brush onto my board.
Wait, is this the one with the club?
No, not douchey club dude. Okay. It was the birthday, the girl having the birthday of her friend. And I didn't feel like making them feel bad, so I just grabbed the brush and just kind of painted over those areas and came out just fine.
Yeah,
but
that's annoying.
Anyway,
huh?
They both came out really, really cool. Tina's is super. What I love about hers is like it's super abstract,
mm-hmm.
so you don't see the picture of Marilyn until you're like looking at it and realize, oh, that outline thing is Marilyn. And she's like, you know, it's this photo of Marilyn where she's got her hand on her chin and she's looking off to the side. It's not one of the photos you always see of Marilyn, the 7-year itch photo. Or,
oh yeah, look at this. I'm looking at it now. Oh, and your Tin Man's cool.
Thanks. Yeah,
look at that.
Came out really, really well.
Look at this chat room. Look at this cool, whoops, why isn't that working? Hold on, there we go. Look at that, that's awesome.
So now we're thinking of like other people we want to take there and do stuff with. And Tina's folks, my mom, I think would have a blast doing stuff like this. So this is Upstairs Circus, a couple of them here in Denver. They have one in Austin and one in Minneapolis. And hopefully they get some other ones.
That seems like a nifty idea. I like it a lot. How what's it price like? Is it super expensive?
About $35-$40 that's for not, all the material. Basically, you get all the materials you want.
That's not too bad.
No.
All right.
$5 to $10 for alcoholic, you know, your alcoholic drinks, and probably $2 to $3 for a soda.
Yeah, that's not bad. I always save money because I don't drink. It saves me
exactly.
Money.
Yes, you. Yeah. That's a you're a cheap date in that in that respect.
Scott. Oh my gosh, I can see the little flecks of paint from the lady next to you on her as you're working on this.
On the right before I had the string.
Yeah, like you can see the little flecks coming from the right. That must be her, right? That's her over there. You're probably getting them in your clothes and you didn't even know it. That's even funnier.
No, I checked and I didn't get any on me.
Good.
But it took. So we started at 6:30, got, you know, stuff over to them so that they could print it out. That part actually took a little bit longer. We sat there for quite a while just kind of getting our boards painted and getting ready to transfer our images onto the boards. That was probably half an hour. It was about an hour and a half, at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half of me hammering all those nails into that board. But then the string part, that, it's funny. I was thinking, oh my God, that string thing is going to take forever. No, you know, that thing went like 15 minutes. I had that whole thing strung.
Really? So the hard part's the hammer and the nailing.
That's right. It's all one string too.
Is it really one big string?
All one string. Yeah.
Oh, Kim would love this. We got to do this.
It's a blast. Yeah.
Seems all right.
I'm sure there's places like that. And,
there probably are.
In Salt Lake City. And, you know, I mean, the worst you could do is go to one of those paint your pottery kind of places.
Mm-hmm. And they have, like, at this bar. Well, the one I went to that was, like, the speakeasy kind of place I told you about, whatever it was called. What was it called? What was the name of the thing when everybody couldn't drink?
The Prohibition.
Prohibition. It's called Prohibition, this bar. And if you go in there, they have, during the afternoons, they have that very thing. Sometimes it's pottery, and sometimes it's like just everyone has canvas and you just paint like a model in the middle or whatever. Like all that stuff's always fun. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Better than more cooking classes. I'm not into those. I suck at those.
Really? Yeah, we're looking forward. You're going to do one in December where we make macarons, because I've always wanted to learn how to make macarons.
Because you guys are good at this. Same with Kim. You guys are good at making food. I am good at eating the food, you know, like make it. And then I go, ooh, it looks like a thing I could eat. And then I'll eat it. And that's how my skills come in, is eating the food.
Good at eating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good at eating. All right.
So I can eat like the best of them.
Here's the dealio today. Normally we'd bing Brian, we wouldn't bing Brian. We get some very naked pictures. We would bring Brian Dunaway in and do Battle Royale, but we're going to do it when he gets here. He's going to ping me on text and let me know. Although, I better make sure he didn't think I meant
I told Slack. Him to send us a message either in Slack or text, and I'm keeping an eye on both of those.
All right, good, because I better... Okay, so as long as we're paying attention there, we should be okay. So we're going to start news, and then we'll come back to it. So you still have a chance to win today.
That's right.
Got a great physical prize for somebody today. That's all going to happen. It's just going to happen in a slightly different order. So... Come with us now, won't you?
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
Someone thought it was time to call already.
Somebody not paying attention.
No, they're not. Hey, look, it's the news brought to you by...
Brought to you by Soundography. If you go to soundography.com right now, brand new episode posted this morning featuring special guest Scott Johnson.
Oh,
this guy you're hearing right here.
Sweet, I'm on this one. Yay.
Talking about an album that meant a lot to him, that was important to him from his history, something you probably wouldn't expect, even a musical genre that you probably wouldn't even expect to hear. It's really cool. It's called You Gotta Listen to This. It's part of the Soundography Show, and it's available right now at soundography.com.
This is all true.
That was a blast, too.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I feel like I talked a lot and therefore Hammond did not. I feel like Hammond was very quiet in that episode.
Hammond is even when he and I do a show, like when it's just the two of us and we do Soundography, I tend to kind of run right over him. I think he likes to be more the chime in when I got something to say kind of guy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing you can be. Let's get into the news here while we await the return, the glorious return of Brian Dunaway. a BC couple, and I don't mean like, you know, before the birth of Christ couple. Okay.
To the BC couple, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, Mary and Joseph. Oh, yeah, they were like the last BC couple, weren't they?
They were the last BC couple, yeah.
I've never even thought about that. That's awesome.
That is really funny.
What
actually,
a cool,
yeah.
What a cool thing to be. I mean, they're remembered for a lot more than that, but that's a great little side note for them. Anyway, a BC couple, that is British Columbia, by the way.
It is. Yes.
Decided to recreate a. They're creating their maternity photo shoot. My daughter does a lot of these where she'll go and do maternity photo shoots for people that are pregnant, or they've just had their kid and she'll do those. In fact, some people hire her to come in the birthing room and do a big. Oh. Like a suite of photos documenting that whole process. Yeah, I know. It's weird, but she likes it. She likes doing it. Anyway.
Pinch and zoom. Pinch and zoom.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, so I've heard of these, and this is a thing you can do, but what they've decided to do is take it a little bit further. They decided to recreate the entire alien birth scene from the 1979 classic Ridley Scott film Alien, and I'm going to ask you in a second what you think of a certain part of this that I'm bothered by.
All right, I'm going to look at all the photos. Yo.
The very first photo is really the one I have the most trouble with, but we'll get to that in a second.
I guess I can see why, yes.
I guess, yeah, I just think there was a way to do this that was perhaps different. But anyway, 39 years later, Todd and Nicole Cameron of Nanaimo, something like that, British Columbia.
Nanaimo.
Drew inspiration from the film to tell their friends and family that they were too, or that they too will embark on a voyage with a new being on the rainy afternoon of September 20th. That this is very descriptive for no reason here. Anyway, they took a bunch of photos, and in some early photos, they're very happy and like, oh, look, she's got a belly bump and everything's great. But then her expression begins to change in the photos and becomes one of pain. This is like that. Remember the zombie one? Somebody did it for a wedding announcement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like together in a photo, and then the next photo they're still together, but in the very far background, oh, there's like someone emerging out of the woods.
Right.
And then
yes.
Gets closer, and by the end they're running like this, and blood's everywhere. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of a creative, fun idea. But anyway, I would like to now share these photos with the chat, and I'll tell you what my problem is. So, this very first photo where she's birthing the. What's it called? Xenomorph.
Oh, I thought it was the first photo with the red umbrella.
No, that one's fine. Although she looks like okay. She's plugging a hole there a little bit. But this top one, my complaint is I don't think that thing should be in your crotch area because it looks like you're giving birth to a giant wiener. So that's number one.
Well, I wouldn't say it's crotch. I think it's stomach area.
Yeah, but it's just too low. I guess what I'm saying is if. You should have it. I get that it's the idea as well. It's in her belly here because she's pregnant. But I don't know. I think it should be moved up where the normal symbiote comes out in the chest.
Where it's actually a chest burster.
Yeah, sure. Not a stomach burster. Like, this is just wrong. That's,
okay.
It's
all right.
Fine. It's nitpicky. I know. It's nitpicky. and then he tries to go. My favorite part is him chasing it through the pumpkin patch.
Yes. These are great. I think that is... Yeah. The series of photos are really, really funny, really well done. And I've seen so many of those birth announcement photos with the whole, like, I'm standing in a field just holding my belly, looking down at it. And, you know, not at all to besmirch what Taylor does, because I'm sure she does a really good job with those.
Yeah.
But they do tend to be. All the same.
Yeah.
Has Taylor seen these?
No, I don't think so. I'll send this to her today.
You got to show them to her and say, you know, make a killing and be the first, not the first, but the the preeminent geeky birth announcement photographer.
Yeah, and do all kinds of, yeah, go deep on like all the kind of options you could do. She could right, corner exactly. That market. Yeah.
Like you could, you know, do a diehard thing where, she's walking across the floor that looks like it's covered with broken glass holding her baby. And she puts it in a chair that says, yippee-ki-yay, I'm her or something like that. I mean, there's
there's ways to do
now
it.
Now I have a baby now. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. I like it. All right. Well, there's your first story.
By the way, just in, Brian Dunaway is ready.
Oh, perfect timing. So let's do this. We're going to pull that up here. We're going to grab this. We're going to add him to the show. And he's going to come in here and make it all better. Because he is Brian Dunaway.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to add him to the call. We're going to play this. Hey, Dunaway, you there?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Brian. Are you fully coffeed?
I'm feeling caffeinated.
Are you caffeinated? Nice and caffeinated?
Yeah, and actually, I'm really super caffeinated because I ordered my drink, and then my barista come around and said, "Would you like to try a little shot of the pumpkin to the spice?"
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, yoink.
That's great. Also joining us on the line is someone who called very quickly. Let's see if this works. It better, or I'm going to punch myself in the face. Hi, who's this? Oh, I bet they can hear me and I can't hear them. Why? Man. Again? Why? Hold on. Didn't I figure out a way to fix this? What did I do?
You told us you fixed it.
You said punch yourself in the face.
Firefox. Yeah.
Try it again.
What did you say, Brian?
You said it was Firefox, right?
Yeah, but I'm not using that now. But it was something else that I did.
you can't say that again, Brian, to two guys named Brian.
Hold on, caller. Don't go anywhere yet. I'm going to figure this out. Gosh dang it. Okay. Options.
The whole chat room wants you to punch yourself, by the way.
I kind of want to punch myself.
It. Punch yourself. That'll fix it.
It thinks that... Hold on. God, I thought I had this fixed. I tested it with Nick and everything was fine. He called in and it worked. All right, here's what we'll do. The person hearing us, who we can't hear, is going to be... This is super annoying to them because they can hear us fine. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to... all right, we're going to have to do it again.
Chat.
Here's what we'll do. Yeah, whoever that was, nobody else call, okay? You call back. We're going to try it in the old way.
The old way is the best way.
Yeah, we're doing old way again. Okay. Let's give this another shot.
Okay, I think that's Aaron FTW83 is the person who got through.
Okay. Aaron, call back, and then we're going to take your call.
Okay.
And then all will be well. All right, so let me make sure this is set to do just that. Okay, look how good it is.
Ad blocker.
That's all checked. I checked that. It's not that.
Check. Ad blocker's on. Check. Got it.
A lot of people are saying ad blocker.
Yeah, it was ad blocker last time, but it's not this time because that's all turned off. Okay, I think this might be the person. Let's find out. We got to give it a couple of seconds.
Hall of Fame podcaster Scott Johnson.
Yeah.
Right there, baby.
I don't know. I blame browsers. Okay, hi. Who's this? Gosh, it worked.
Ooh, and I'm not hearing any buzz.
Yeah, it should be okay now. All right, I think I know what it is. I need to write this down because I think I figured it out. All right, sorry. Aaron, not Ann, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I don't want to screw that up. All right, thank you for your patience and for hanging in there for us. It's good to have you here. Brian Ibbett, would you like to explain to her how this works and how this is going to go?
I will totally do that. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic. I'll be trying to do buzzy sounds.
Yeah, nice
and
job.
They're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the win is going to go to the other player. Your job is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for a prize package that includes a gourmet tea courtesy of Phoenix Pearl Tea. .com in Montana. We've been raving about Phoenix Pearl Tea for the last few weeks. And a Frog Pants goodie bag from Scott.
Yeah, and that'll be like art and a bunch of other stuff I got here. Just a big mystery package. It'll be fantastic. What's our topic there?
The topic today, courtesy of Dale, the 15 top
Dale,
15 top 15 most popular Bachelorette party destinations.
Oh, all right. That sounds good.
Yes, the top 15 most popular bachelor party destinations. Now, as a little preface, for the most part, well, they're a mix of cities and areas that maybe aren't necessary and places that you wouldn't say, well, that's a city. It's a place.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, I'll be as helpful as I can with this, but this is a list that just came out, courtesy of Stag Hen.
Uh-huh.
Stag and Hen.
Okay.
Stag and So you said shop
for pretty bachelor party decorations.
Oh, did you say bachelor or bachelorette?
Bachelorette party destinations.
Totally different places.
Yeah.
Totally different places.
I'm going to be terrible at this. This is going to be the worst category I've ever done.
But it should be a
lot
of fun.
Last bachelorette party I went to was.
Aaron, knowing that that's the topic today, who do you think is going to come out on top in this game?
I'm hoping Dunaway.
You're hoping Dunaway. We all hope Dunaway sometimes. Depends on that. Depends on when you ask me. All right, Dunaway, you're the pick.
Who would you like to go first?
Scott.
All right.
Scott, go first. Okay.
This is going to be bad. okay, bachelorette destinations.
That's right. Bachelorette party destinations. You've got your bachelorette party. You've got matching sashes for all of your bridesmaids.
And I have to know state and city or just, city?
Just the city, just the location.
All right. Las Vegas seems easy.
That is number one. Number one, Las Vegas. All right. Let's get that.
Get that out of the way.
Out of the way.
All right.
Yep.
Dunaway.
I have a feeling that the bachelorette parties are going to be similar to spring break. For some reason. Just seems like that'd be the thing to do. So I'm going to go down to Miami.
Miami, number three on the list. Oh, very good.
Wow.
Nice. Man,
what could be two? I'll just throw in Atlantic City. It sounds dude-ish, but seems like a thing a girl would do.
And nope.
Damn it! Really? Really?
Not even in the top 15, yeah.
I figured it'd be like the East Coasters would do that instead of go to Vegas, because whatever.
No. Nope. So Brian wins. Here are...
Gosh.
I thought for sure, like, you might guess New York City or...
I was going to say Mexico. Seems like every bad bachelorette movie idea would be someplace that was dangerous.
Mexico is number four, and Mexico, I would have taken any place you said in Mexico or just Mexico as a whole, because number four is Mexico. You have any other guesses? Nothing in Canada.
All right.
No, Ontario? Come on.
Ibiza.
No.
All right.
Surprisingly.
Narlands?
Rounding out the top. Yep, Narlands is number eight. Number two, this is the surprising one. And actually, this is what prompted this discussion. Nashville is the second most popular bachelorette party destination.
Really?
In the U.S. and Mexico.
Well, yeah, you got to get up there and do some boot scooting boogies. So
I guess so.
I can see that.
Okay. All right, so Las Vegas, Nashville, Miami, Mexico, Charleston.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Napa Valley, Key West.
Yeah.
New Orleans, Austin.
Oh, no.
Disney World / Disneyland.
Yeah.
So either of the Disneys, the Hamptons, Palm Springs, Lake Tahoe, Chicago, and New York City.
New York City's the last one? That's number last?
That's number 15, yeah.
Wow, that's surprising.
Napa Valley seems like the most laid-back possibility for a bachelorette party.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you just basically go to drink tons of wine, get sauced in the limo, and
wine
drunk. The sluttiest bridesmaid boffs the driver, basically.
Of course they do. Well, I think that... you chose wisely there, and that means you've won. Now, here's all you have to do, Aaron. You got to send me an email at scott@frogpants.com, and I will have you all prepped up and ready to go. Congratulations and well done. Oh, wait, did I play the thing? I forgot to play the thing. The thing goes like this. Here it is.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Good job and well done. Especially given our phone issues. Hey, Brian Dunaway, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Listen, today at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time, that's 5:30 p.m. Eastern or Brian time, we will have an episode of The Boop Show, and I am very excited about it because I went on a bit of a tear this week and have very specific things to say about said tear. So looking forward to that. We're talking video games, and we're talking them with you, and you can be here live and check it out. So be here, frogpants.tv at that time. Brian Dunaway, have a fantastic afternoon.
I'll boop you later.
Kiss my butt. See, I'll boop you later.
It's like, it's just like, you use like Smurf, like the verb Smurf. Ah, Smurfy later.
Oh, yeah, Smurfy later. Right. Yeah. Okay, well, continuing on with today's news selection. Weird way to do this. Yes. All right, about 500 of you sent me this. Probably not that many, but a big bunch of you sent me this article and said you have to do this. It has TMS written all over it. And they're right.
Yeah.
A man run over by a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw. This happened in Bristol, Tennessee. Originally, I thought it was Bristol, England. I gave Terpster some trouble, but that's...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not what it is.
I done run over myself with the lawnmower again.
I was trying to kill me son with a big blade.
Or no, with a chainsaw.
Isn't there Bristol in Connecticut, too? Connecticut?
Maybe. Is there?
For some reason, I'm thinking there is, but maybe not.
Oh. Well, it's definitely not Florida, though.
Sounds familiar. No, definitely not Florida, although, boy... Talk about the most Florida article that did not come from Florida.
Yeah, these guys are really competing here. So this man says he was run over with a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw. Has to have his leg amputated as a result. The Bristol Herald Courier. Been there?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
No.
They report that a 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson. That's a great name.
it's almost a tree.
Yeah, it right? is almost a du- oh Douglas, the Douglas, Douglas Ferguson. Yeah, that's probably why it rang out to me a little bit. Anyway, he couldn't be served Tuesday because of the severity of his injuries. More like the severed
aridity. The severity.
It's not really working. I got to workshop that one a bit more. Anyway, according to the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office, officers called the home on June 28th. Wait. Oh, no. It's on the home. June 28th. Yeah. They didn't put the TH there, so it's throwing me here.
Yeah, I mean, this was posted October 15th, 2018, but this happened back in June.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, it says he was bleeding from his leg and head. Preliminary investigation indicated he had tried to attack his son with a running chainsaw while his son mowed the yard. Detectives say the father and son had an ongoing feud. Ferguson is charged with attempted second-degree murder and violating probation. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer to comment on his behalf. I don't know why they took so long from June to now to tell us this, but it's a great story.
It is a great story, and it's funny because you hear the story and you're immediately thinking, like, you know, 16 or 17-year-old boy mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And dad going a little nuts. But the dad is 76 years old. So, I mean, the son is likely in his 50s.
Yeah.
So just imagining this lawnmower chainsaw fight.
I mean, maybe it's one of those Hollywood dads. He's not famous. But, you know, like, what's his name? 72?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a Tony Randall situation.
Yeah, like a Tony Randall deal. Yeah.
Sure.
He's a good example, but didn't somebody else just announce they were having a kid and he's super old? Ah, crap.
Wouldn't be surprised if, like, Alec Baldwin or
Who was it? It's somebody we like. Not that matters, but I can't think of who it was. But somebody's like 72 and they just announced they're having a baby.
Right. That's with their 25-year-old bride.
It means when they're 10, their kid is 10, they'll be 82.
Something
if,
like that.
If they live that long, when the kid's 20, they'll be 92. This is not fair to the kid, I don't think.
Son, I know you never knew your grandfather, but pretty much imagine me.
Who am I thinking of? Is somebody big? The Fly.
Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum is having a baby at an old age. Let's see. Jeff Gold. I think it was him. Hold on. Yeah, he's 65. He's not as old as I thought.
He's 65, right.
But was it him that says he's having a kid?
Step one, find a girl who wants to marry you. Step two, sound like Jimmy Stewart all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Baby two with his wife.
Emil Livingston.
Yeah.
Or Emily Livingston.
Oh, she's very young, his wife.
She's 35. 30 years his junior.
Yeah. That's kind of robbing the cradle there just a tiny bit.
She was in Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
She was?
That's where nobody's seen her before.
Oh, right. That's the place that no one knows about her. 35. That's serious. It's like dating your grandpa. I don't know. It gives me the willies. Whatever. Everyone do what you got to do. Be who you got to be. You're the Fly. You can do whatever you want. Next story.
This guy, by the way, this mugshot of the dude is pretty great.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. I always have to be careful with those. When I see that, I go, "Oh, is this fake? Because that's too good. That's too good of a."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, what was Local 4? Local 4 seems fake.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a real news organization. Yeah. So I have to dig around and find it. All right, here's a deal here. Burger King, you know Burger King, right? Home of the Whopper. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Home of the creepy faceless mascot or face unchanging face mascot.
Yeah. Do they still drag him out?
I don't know. I don't think they still use him. I don't know what they do. I don't think I've watched a commercial in a while that wasn't, you know, that was a Burger King commercial. I can't think of the last Burger King commercial I've seen.
I can't think of one either. I don't think I have. Well, anyway, they are now number one in terms of speed.
Ah, they put the fast in fast food.
That's right. They're America's fastest fast food drive-through chain now. It's called fast food because of a reason, it says here. This is the worst line in here, though. It says, only one will bring you your order in the absolute blink of an eye. And shockingly, it's not the one you'd McThink. Hate that. But anyway, as of 2018, Burger King is now the fastest drive-thru chain in America. QSR Magazine did a study. They found that it only took 3 minutes and 13 seconds on average from the point of ordering your BK chicken fries or what have you to the moment you receive your food. Let's see. Following BK in the speed ratings were Dunkin' Donuts. Wendy's is right after that. Although they're not going to my Wendy's because this one over here is slow as hell. Can I have a single and nothing else? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wait 20 minutes, please. It's the worst.
Exactly.
Anyway, Taco Bell's after that. Arby's, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, Chick-fil-A, and last but not least, McDonald's. McDonald's is the slowest of that list. I would never have picked that. I would have said McDonald's was... had to be in the top three, but they're
like
not.
Yeah, exactly, or even middle of the pack.
Yep.
I'm trying to find the study, the page that they link to. By the way, the funny thing is, well, I don't know how funny it is. This comes from Fox News,
mm-hmm.
which really trying to kiss up to the president, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
By the way, Mr. President, this is the fast food restaurant you need to go to if you're in a hurry.
Yeah, we all see this as like some little special interest story. It's specifically targeted.
That's right.
Go check them out, Mr. President.
There's so many factors in this. Like, did they go multiple times, you know, different times of day to all these and kind of average their results? Because one might be faster getting through large orders at lunch or...
Right. And it's all about locations make a difference. Like, there's a ton of factors here, obviously, that make it a little more complicated. But they also said being fast doesn't make you the busiest. McDonald's and Chick-fil-A are the two top-selling food chains in America. But they're also the two slowest. Maybe that's because the food's slightly better. I don't know about McDonald's, but Chick-fil-A, I always feel like I'm getting something decent.
Totally Chick-fil-A, yeah.
It says last year Burger King ranked fourth place in their study. This year Burger King is number one, even though they increased their wait time by 4 seconds from last year. So what really happened is everybody got slower. Mm-hmm. They got the least amount slower is what happened.
Right. Yeah, this QSR magazine page is... horrendous. Like I'm on the page where they've got the article America's 10 fastest drive-thru restaurants. The end of the article, there's this humongous gap before you get to the bottom of the page, but you then figure out that looks like it's actually a slideshow, because very tiny print under the photo you see 1 of 11, and so you click on the little right arrows and left arrows underneath. Change the photo.
It
so
might be because I'm ad blocking. Let's see what happens if I take it off. If I say pause on this site. It might be that. A lot of sites aren't good at. Oh my gosh, I can't even pause.
Oh, so you actually, you can get.
I can't.
You can get further than.
Yeah, apparently it's an ad block thing. You know what? Maybe don't use site navigation stuff that tells all the ad blockers it's an ad. Or maybe it just is. Maybe it's just a terrible website that's just nothing but trying to get me and you to go to McDonald's. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. I did close and accept their stupid cookie policy. Stupid cookie policy.
Now you done got the virus. You done got the virus, Brian. Right, so. You got a virus right up your ass.
Average time in seconds, 193 seconds to get your order. So,
you can't put it in minutes. What the crap?
Why 80 would be 3 minutes. Yeah.
Do it in minutes, guys.
183 seconds.
Nobody counts in seconds any more than people pay in pennies. It's dumb.
Right.
Oh, did you see there's a $5 coin that's being made? You hear about that?
No,
yeah,
really?
The mint, the U.S. Mint, for the first time ever, minted a $5 coin.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's going to get in regular circulation or not. I didn't bother to read a bunch of it, but That's kind of cool, right? Like a
What's going to be on it? Is there what famous celebrity is going to be on the front of the
$5 coin?
Let's see here. There it is. The 2019 Apollo 11 50th anniversary. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's what they're doing it for. Okay,
so it's the Brian Ibbett 50th anniversary coin.
Celebrating 50 years of Brian Ibbett. Oh, there it is. The 2018. Oh, there's a soldier on the front. Does he still have a head?
A soldier looks like an astronaut.
Oh, the one I see is 2018. Oh, that's just the silver dollar they did. Never mind.
Yeah. The front of it looks like the reflection of Buzz Aldrin or whoever it was when they took the photo. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were on the surface of the moon, and you see the reflection.
Uh-huh. You see the microphones and stage stuff off to the left because it was all
right. Yeah, what? It isn't quite right because you see, you're seeing the whole thing in the reflection of a astronaut's helmet.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't see that with the camera. You'd see the picture.
Right.
It's showing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. I mean, they're only doing it for this year.
And then the back of it's got a foot.
Yeah.
And that looks like the top of your Wendy's burger.
Also, they're Team Edward. It has a foot. Okay, great.
Has a foot, exactly.
What's his name? I always forget his real name. Who played Edward Von Vampire?
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. He looks like a foot.
His face looks like a foot.
It's the most accurate description Brian has ever had about anybody in
Hollywood. Well, and it wasn't even mine. I got to give credit to Nora Peralta.
said, is that her thing?
That was her thing. She said, oh, yeah, his face looks like a foot.
Well, there you go, then.
I'd love to be able to take credit for that, and I can't do it.
Well, we're going to take a break. How about that? Let's take a break.
All right.
We're going to go spend our $5 coin, but before we do, we'll play a song, and then after that, Major Spoilers will be here. We'll have Trek Nerd pretty momentarily. That's an inside joke there.
Oh, okay.
Get it? Because momentarily. Get it? Anyway.
Yeah, that's good. I was kind of busy pulling up notes for the song.
Yeah, it's the worst time. By the way, worst time to ask Brian anything is right
before
songs.
Worst time to ask me anything.
He's busy doing work. It's like impossible. It's dumb. Anyway, hey, so let's do that. Let's take a break. And do you have a song? What do you got there for me?
I do. This is cool. This is a singer-songwriter named Leonie Kingdom. I don't know if I don't think that's her real name, but I don't see that is the name she performs under, and I don't see it's not like a band name. This is the name that she's performing under. She's from Hervey Bay in Queensland, Australia.
Yeah.
This is coming up a brand new album that actually just came out this last Friday, called So Much More. I think she's working on an album to put this on. Night Terrors is going to be the name of the album.
Ooh.
So this is the song So Much More. Kind of a cool poppy singer songwriter guitar piano, produced by Robert McKay and Pacific International Studios, and very sweet indie in the middle for you. Here is So Much More by Leonie Kingdom.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I haven't slept in days, and I've been so caught up in my old ways. And you haven't been about, and I've been so wrapped up in my own self-doubt. And I've been so high, why can't I let these demons lie? Oh, this life's been glorified, while so much time passed me by. So pick yourself. Thank you. such dark days. And you've been so cruel. I've wasted so much time on a selfish fool. But they've got these pills, and they'll help you forget, but give you the chills. And all this life's been glorified, while so much time passed me by.
Guys, I want to throw out a big thanks to Away for supporting the morning stream. Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. I'm not kidding either. I have one, and it totally does that. You cut out the middleman. Away is able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much lower price, and they have a variety of options. They have the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, the large, a whole bunch of cool stuff. And the carry-on bags feature two USB ports and a high-capacity battery to allow you to charge multiple devices on the go. Phones, tablets, laptops, whatever. The way it works is I've got one in there. It's fully charged. And I can pop it out because some TSA agents are like, yo, we got to put any kind of bag batteries, smart bag batteries out here for us to look at. Super easy. Literally just kind of press it and it launches out. Prink, schlunk, stick it on the thing. Boom, you're done. They're all done with it. You stick it back in. That thing saved me in Detroit, because my phone was nearly dead and I used it to charge my phone while I waited for my connecting flight. That was just a couple of weeks ago. That could have been you. They're ultra durable yet lightweight, made with premium impact resistant German polycarbonate. This I can also attest to because I watched a guy throw my bag kind of roughly outside of the tarmac. Smooth ride in any direction, four 360 degree spinner wheels that won't get stuck and have problems. Well, I'll tell you what's a bummer. When you're pulling two bags, one of them's an Away bag and another one isn't, and you realize how great the Away one feels and the other one's just like old and busted. Oh, man. I'm super spoiled by this thing. Anyway, it is also theft-proof. TSA-approved combination built-in lock to keep your belongings safe. Even overpackers can fit everything in there they need. We had to pack a bunch of extra stuff coming home, and we made it happen with this great system of tight buckles and stuff that made me be able to squeeze the weirder items in there. It was fantastic. Comes with a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, Away will fix or replace it for life. And carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines. But they also maximize how much you can get in there, which is great. You get a risk-free 100-day trial period. If any point you decide you don't want it, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. It charges my cell phone. It makes me look better than I am and way cooler than I am. And at the same time, I pack lighter and more completely than I ever have before. I just love it. I just absolutely love it. Anyway, go check it out. They have a special offer just for you guys. $20 off your first suitcase or off your suitcase. Go to awaytravel.com/TMS. and use the promo code TMS at checkout, plus get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48 states. That's awaytravel.com/TMS and the promo code TMS.
Susie corks boogers in her sleep. Oh, please record that.
You want two scoops of Häagen-Dazs French vanilla boobies.
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. We're back. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
Hey, do you recognize this voice? Tell me if you can tell who this is, okay? Here we go. I'm play it again.
You want two scoops of Häagen-Dazs French vanilla boobies.
You know who that is?
Sounds like John Jagger making a voice.
Nope. Oh, no, I forgot her name. Gosh dang it. What's her name?
Betty
White? Maya Rudolph. That's who it is.
Maya Rudolph. Okay.
She makes me laugh so hard in that stupid Big Mouth cartoon on Netflix.
Oh, really? Okay. Because you're normally not a big Maya Rudolph fan.
No, I don't like live action like movies where she's like, you know, she's like the dumb friend of the hot chick who's looking for the dude. You know what I mean? Like she's always like somebody's roommate or something. I think she's just miscast, but she's killing it as a voice in this cartoon.
That's cool.
Which, by the way, that cartoon, do not let your kids watch Big Mouth. Do not let your children watch it. Okay, I don't care how even old they are. Big Mouth is a dirty, dirty cartoon. She's really good in it. Anyway,
putting it on my Netflix list right now.
It's a very dirty comic. It's so dirty. I mean, it's really funny. It's Nick Kroll and John Mulaney and those guys making a thing. And it's,
oh, really? Oh, well, then I'm absolutely putting it on.
You should
list.
Probably watch guys. It because they're really. It's really funny, but it is dirty.
That sounds a little more up my alley than the what was it, Emily? No, what was the
Hilda? No, you should watch Hilda. Hilda's fantastic. Hilda's great.
I don't have kids.
God. It doesn't matter.
I kind of do.
You don't need
I guess
kids.
I do have a kid.
You do have a kid, but you don't need kids. Hilda's amazing, whether you have kids or not.
All right, I'll watch an episode of Hilda, and then I'll watch an episode of Big Mouth, and we'll see which one stays in my list. Okay. How's that?
All right. Sidian says, actually, I would encourage parents to let their adolescent kids watch it. No.
Really?
No. No. You watch, Brian, watch some of that show, and then you tell me if you think your kids should watch it. There's no way. We'll not a freaking chance. Sidian, what kind of father is Sidian?
Okay, people are out. A lot of people saying, just watch Hilda, Brian.
Yeah, Hilda is amazing.
Starch, Fox walks.
Yeah.
Fog walk.
Hilda is magical.
Okay.
It's not for kids. I mean, it's kids can watch it, but I wouldn't say it's for kids only. It's fantastic.
All right.
What are we doing here? We are going to do things. And what things are those? Oh, we're going to add, we're going to get Schleicher. What are you doing? Why are you wearing those?
Trying to read the chat room.
Oh,
because I got like 8 people's names wrong there. And I'm like, I better put my readers. These are, it's like if I'm working on like cleaning up some fine detail on a 3D model.
Yeah. Those work great for that.
These are great.
Yeah. They look good on you too.
I got them at Michael's.
I think they look okay on you. I think they're kind of a very studious look to them. I think it's all right. Yeah. I have to wear those once in a while just for, like you say, a little fine detail on something.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We're old. That's how it is. Old.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm owning it.
You got to own your age because there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to have it whether you want it.
Speaking of old, let's bring in Steven Schleicher.
He knows what old's about. He's right here with us, man. All right. Here's his thing. Oh, look at this, everybody. It's Steven Schleicher all the way from Hayes, Kansas. Steven, welcome and hello.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brian.
Oh,
good morning.
Nice to have you here. Hey, so,
Brian, are you on a Mac?
Yes.
I am on a Mac.
Yeah. You know, if you hold down the control key and scroll in, it'll zoom the screen up for you.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
It's actually the, is it control? Yeah, you're right. There it goes. Here, chat. I can show
that's
them.
Old,
actually,
that's really old person mode.
Yeah, this is my mom's mode.
I know. I do it all the time.
It's like I can't read these notes. I'm gonna zoom in.
I do forget about that. It's like I think about it in. Oh, it doesn't work with mine. Hold on. Control.
No, yeah. It's yeah, control. You have to turn it on if you don't have it on.
Oh, I don't have that feature on.
Yeah.
I don't have that function turned on in my personal computer device.
Hey, speaking of old guys and Hayes, let's talk to you. Hey,
you're not wrong. I mean,
MajorSpoilers.com, of course, is where Stephen hails, and it's a great place to go check out your daily dose of comic news and movies and all kinds of TV stuff and rad things. But we come bearing slightly bad news.
Uh-oh.
Turns out that Titans show is not really all that great.
It depends, really. I watched it last night or on Saturday night.
And this is F Batman, right? Just to make sure, the F Batman deal?
This is the F Batman one. And so I'm going to put everything in context. If you are a hardcore Teen Titans, New Teen Titans, Marv Wolfman, George Perez fan, you're probably not going to like this.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of the Teen Titans animated and Teen Titans Go animated series, this is way more adult than this. If you're someone who enjoys the CW Arrowverse series, and if you're someone who maybe kind of like the Suicide Squad, I think you're going to like this. And here's the reason why, because Geoff Johns and Greg Berlanti are both behind the Titans series. So it does crank up the violence quite a bit more. There are some violent words and some naughty words being used in here, specifically the F Batman thing. But I didn't have a problem with it. I did not hate it. I think they pushed it far enough away from the source material that it feels like it's brand new.
Yeah.
I'm about 30 minutes into it, and I'm excited to finish it up. I mean, obviously, it's got a very strong focus, this first episode, on Robin and Raven. Little bit of Starfire in there, but you're not getting much. At least I haven't gotten much of her story yet. But it almost feels like they're saying, oh, see what they're doing on Netflix? We can totally do that.
Yes.
But maybe with a little bit of CW.
That is the comment that I made, is it feels like they are really trying to channel Daredevil in this show.
Yes.
And are
they, there's a point that that Robin takes some thug's head and pushes his face across a broken glass, like a broken a windshield
window
that's been broken out, or a window that's been broken out.
Jeez.
Like, gosh.
So in the context of that F Batman scene, Brian, now that you've seen it, it's in a big fight and people are like, oh, Batman doesn't kill. And then Robin just brutally destroys these guys. He doesn't kill them. But at the end, he's walking away and he's like, F Batman.
Yeah.
Right. So it's almost like he's got these issues that he is trying to deal with. And he's not just saying, you know, F Batman, I'm going to do this. He's literally, you know, F that poop.
You don't think anybody got killed with his little
no,
throwing
in fact,
stars,
I think in, the, in one of the news reports later, in one of the news reports see on the TV show, there's, I think they say something about there was no one killed in the incident.
Gotcha, okay.
So no Beast Boy yet? Is he coming in later?
He is in there. Brian just hasn't hit that
point. Okay.
I haven't gotten to him yet.
It's like literally a five-minute scene and it's done.
The Beast Boy in some of this early screenshot stuff they released, he has a bigger head than everyone else in that cast. And I don't mean like he's cocky. I mean, physically, his head is bigger. Look at this, chat. Look at that head. That has a big monster head. These all have little tiny normal heads. He has a great big fat head for some reason. Anyway,
for those of you wondering what happened to Sherilyn Fenn, I mean, I guess if you saw the Twin Peaks return this last year, then you know, but she's the mom in this too.
Oh, that's cool. So people can get this first episode for free, right? Like some Yahoo thing?
I don't know if you can get it for free or not. It's part of the DC Universe streaming service, which is the $9.99 a month or the $79.99 a year. If you're an international person outside the United States, Titans will come to Netflix, but they haven't announced exactly when. I think a lot of people were thinking day and date release, but it may be in a couple of weeks.
You know, I really like that. This is what DC has set up. If you're a kid and you're watching Teen Titans Go, you're like, it's the best cartoon. It's super fun. All right, this is great. And then you get a little older and you're like, I need something a little harder. So then you just watch the regular Teen Titans. And then you're like, I need something even harder. Okay, get the comics. And then you start reading some of that. And then you're like, I'm all grown up now. What are you going to give me? And they give you this.
I've said this before. Warner Brothers and DC have probably the most flexible property in the Teen Titans, and it's one that could potentially be their biggest moneymaker, because they can slot this for any audience.
Well, it's fascinating to see that this is even a thing. So check it out, I guess. Is there anything else on that app? They have all their animated stuff on there, or what's the deal?
I haven't dug into it that much.
All the Superman movies and then comics you can read. Mm-hmm. Like it's
you can actually read comics.
Of, yeah, it's like a combo of the Marvel Unlimited and what the Disney thing is going to be offering as far as all the Marvel movies. Okay, probably.
I'm now interested more than I was before because that's I would like to.
It's supposed to be a one stop shop for everything Disney or DC. Sorry.
DC, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then does Marvel offer? They don't do that. I mean, they don't have it like a Marvel app. Yeah, I wonder if they ever will.
2019 Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Marvel Unlimited does all your comics, and then the Disney Online will do all your.
Yeah, but this idea that you're just paying one thing for all of it is kind of interesting to me.
It's very interesting. I mean, it's very.
So just the comics are not, they're going to be a rotating list. So it's not like completely like Unlimited. They have a selection of stuff that will rotate in and out as the years go on.
Yeah. I'm behind on all my comic stuff. I need to get back. Need to get back. Comic dorks. Mm-hmm. Coming back, everybody. 2018. Get ready for it. All right. Excellent. Also, Chuck Wendig fired by Marvel for potty mouth tweets. Explain this, because it seems like they should go work at DC where they're all into the potty mouth right now.
Well, Chuck Wendig has been writing a lot of Star Wars stuff. He's written a couple of books for Lucasfilm, and he has been working on The Shadow of Vader and some other Star Wars projects over at Marvel. In one of his Star Wars comics, he introduced some LGBTQ characters, and of course, a certain set of fandom just wouldn't have any of that, and so they started trolling him and attacking him online. And he is someone who does not believe that you should back down for any reason. He is someone who doesn't have a problem using the F word or other words in order to express his opinions on things. And in the past, he says, according this is to him, that Lucasfilm had kind of told him, hey, we don't have a problem with the fact that you're being inclusive and we understand you're being attacked on stuff. But then on Friday, he was contacted by his Marvel editor who said, we want you off the comic that you're currently writing and the one that we just announced at New York Comic Con. You're off of that. Yeah. And he really didn't have a who is firing me beyond the editor of the Star Wars comics. But it basically came down to you're using a potty mouth and we don't like that. And you need to be more civil. Well,
but don't they have some kind of like deal ahead of time? They know this guy. Like even looking at his blog where he talks about his firing, his menu. Here are his menu choices, by the way, on his website. Blog, books, holy shit, free stories. Where's Wendig? Wait, who the hell is Chuck? Like, he's obviously a little irreverent. They probably knew this going in. Why are they all of a sudden getting all pearl clutchy over him? That bugs me.
Yeah, it really should, because it does create this chilling effect of if you want to work for XYZ company, any company, then you got to watch your social media stuff, even though he is not a full-time employee of Marvel. He's a freelancer. And so that brings up this bigger question of, does the company that you're freelancing for have the right to tell you what you do outside of your work? Unfortunately, comics is not unionized. And so that may be part of something that could be used to change some of these policies. But I don't know. Should you stand up your trolls? According to Marvel, it depends on how you're approaching that subject.
I don't know. I feel like they.
I mean, Scott, your tweets get rather political. What if Blizzard came to you and said, Scott, we're no longer having you come and speak at our conferences anymore because of your politics?
I mean, they could, I guess. But, right now they couldn't because I don't do any political stuff in there. But they could go like, right. You know, 9 years back. Well, first of all, that'd be Blizzard would be. That would be really weird for them because they've got people working for them who are far more that way than I am that say stuff on social media all the time.
This is kind of that same example of what Marvel is doing, is taking someone who does occasional work for them or favors for them and is you know, saying, hey, we want to control what you do and say.
Yeah. What bums me out about it is, well, a lot of things bum me out about it, but this is a little like the James Gunn thing.
Oh, it's totally like
It's like, you know what you're getting into there, Disney, when you hire certain people. And if you're cool with it when you hired them, why are you not now? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Feels like a step too far. It is Disney. I get that. You know, they're going to have a different approach. But as they acquire more and more of the world, as they as they become this giant behemoth that owns everybody, they're gonna have to think about that more. You know, like, I'm not 100% sure about this, and maybe they still do it under the Fox label, but like, does Deadpool even stand a chance in this new environment?
And went to Disney World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, at one point, Disney used to have Touchstone, and they used to have, Icon Pictures, and what was their other one? Hollywood Pictures, which were all for their harder PG-13 and R-rated stuff. Those have since shut down, essentially. So maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're going to say, hey, 20th Century Fox is the place where we can run our R-rated stuff. If you look at what's going on with Marvel Comics or Star Wars Comics at Marvel, they do a lot of the mainstream stuff. But for some reason, Marvel can't figure out a way to sell Star Wars comics to kids. So you go over to IDW Publishing, and they have a bunch of Star Wars Adventures comic books that are geared towards a younger reader. And right now, IDW is running a fantastic Star Wars Adventures Tales of Vader's Castle weekly series through the month of October, which is nothing but horror stories. So, you know, maybe Disney needs to figure out how they want to market and which of their brands, you know, Marvel, 20th Century Fox, etc., how are those brands going to house those areas that they may have issue with.
Right, right. Well,
so on the plus side, at the start of this segment, you made note about, hey, James Gunn, right? Well, James Gunn, depending on who you're listening to, may have been hired by Warner Brothers to come in and start doing some Suicide Squad movie work.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was a done deal. Not a done deal? Or
No one has come out officially and said anything.
Okay. Well, if he does,
but I love that Batista immediately said, "I'll go with you, man. Whatever you need me to do, I'll be your dude. Need Bane? Yeah. I'll be your Bane.
Yeah. You need Bane. You know what? Just recast him as Killer Croc and just put some makeup on him, and he can be Killer Croc.
Right. He can even keep the green. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's actually good news for that franchise, because I think that first movie had all kinds of issues. But I think they could. You know, that'd be cool. But whatever. Look, my problem isn't so much that, like, if you say a bunch of dumb stuff on social media, it's kind of on you for saying it. Like, you're putting it out in the public, so expect some flack at some point if you're saying stupid stuff that's detrimental to your career. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. I just think Marvel / Disney set themselves up to be kind of draconian, man. Like, so the guy F-bombs on Twitter. So does everyone, except me, I guess. I never F-bomb on Twitter, but... You know, like, I don't know. It's a brave new world we live in, and it's not sometimes.
If people want some further guidance on this, go and look at the chilling effect the FCC has had on radio and television broadcasts in the 50s and in the late 70s and early 80s. And you can kind of see that in a lot of other different business environments.
Yeah. And also, I think I just want to make this clear, and the chat room seems to agree, Batista would make a pretty good Bane. If they if they had to recast Bane, that's your guy.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I don't see Tom Hardy jumping back into that role for any reason.
Yeah. So there
Not
you go.
Not that there is any reason, but
yeah. And I haven't read this. This is the other thing, is I'm sort of looking at this without knowing much of the details. I haven't looked at Wendick's actual Twitter rant, so I don't know what it says.
Yeah, in the actual Twitter rant, he's basically saying there's no need to be civil when people are coming at you and threatening your life, etc.
Oh, I see.
Jeez.
Wow. And to, you know, F that poop kind of stuff.
F that poop.
F that poop.
Hey, I don't have a bucket to put coins in, Scott.
No, I know. I know. I don't either, really. I fake it. But here, I'll do one because I said it earlier. There. See, look at that coin that I put in the bucket that's clearly in front of me here that no one can see.
You should take a bunch of your poker chips and throw them in a bucket. And then when it gets full, you give them away to somebody.
Oh, that's a great idea. I have some right here. Whole bunch of them right here. Should give some of these away. In fact, part of that package that Aaron won today will include some poker chips. Oh, so nice. It'll be very exciting. Anyway, hey, one final note. Turns out there's more Dresden Files television coming. I know these books are beloved by those who read them. And the previous series was also beloved by those who watched it. And then the series went away. Well, I mean, you know, they had its fans. People are into it.
Yeah, it was 13 episodes. I know Tom and Veronica both enjoy the heck out of the Dresden Files. Fox, 21st Studios Fox has optioned the rights to the Dresden Files for a TV series development. Option does not mean it's going into production. In fact, Jim Butcher went to his Twitter and said, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet, kids. not saying that the deadline.com report is wrong, but don't think that just because something is optioned means it's greenlit for a TV show.
Yeah. Should I read these books? Chatroom seems to think they're amazing. I keep
hearing
that.
They are good. They are really good. I blew through all of the books over the course of a year and a half, just one right after the other. And I'd listen to them on audiobooks. So when I'd go for a walk, I'd just be drilling through these things.
Yeah.
The most recent one, Briefcases, is a bunch of short stories, but it's one that I wouldn't just jump into because you won't have context for who all the characters are in the stories. But Briefcases is really good and contains a brand new original short story called 1 Hour, which is just brilliant in its execution and how it's written.
Wow, I get it now. Briefcases, they're short cases.
Yes.
Cases.
He is Chicago's only practicing wizard detective.
Mm, all right. Harry Dresden. Someone else in the chat was saying it would be cool if Nathan Fillion's latest cop project doesn't work out, he could maybe be Harry Dresden. That'd be all right. I could see that.
It'd be interesting. Yeah. Dresden is really tall. I don't know. Nathan Fillion comes off as tall and bulky. Dresden is described as kind of tall and skinny.
So Incredible Sauce, it says the first Dresden book is the weakest. Should I skip something? Should I skip
No,
two?
You probably need to read it so you have a kind of an idea, but just understand that it's about before the third book before things really start picking up and you start developing the mythology.
Okay. But you think worth doing that?
It's worth. I mean, it took me a long time to get through the first book and the second book.
Yeah.
The first one is about, you know, vampires and mafia and hits and all those kinds of things. The second book is, I believe, the werewolf book. But then after you get outside of that, things really pick up and it's really, really good.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. That'll be my next thing. I'm finishing up a couple of fantasy books that I need to get through. And then I think that'll maybe be the next thing I read. Well done. All good, as always. And if you want more of this, head on over to majorspoilers.com, wherein you'll find these and many other great things to check out, read, watch, and whatever. Steven, anything on the site in particular people should keep their eye on?
If you are a fan of the Legion of Superheroes, that's a DC Comics group of teenage heroes in the future, we've been doing a podcast for over a year now called the Legion Clubhouse. The brand new episode just came out last week, and we talk about one of the Legion of Superheroes' greatest foes, the Fatal Five. You can find more of that by checking out the Legion Clubhouse on the Apple Podcasts or over at majorspoilers.com.
Sounds good to me. Steven Schleicher, everybody. Major Spoilers on Twitter. We'll talk to you later.
Stay hydrated.
Bye. He has a catchphrase.
He does. I like that, too.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. I think that's great. That's a good one. Everybody should have a catchphrase. Mm-hmm. All right, here comes the next one. Still can't mute the sound because Skype freaking sucks. Hey, Daryl, how's it going?
Oh, it's good.
Good. Here's this.
Hello, and welcome to Star Trek Adventure.
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
It is fruity. It's Daryl Skeels all the way from Seattle, Washington, here with us once again to talk about what's going on in the world of Star Trek. What's going on? Is there anything going on right now? What's happening?
There's very little. But we can say that actress Hannah Spear is to play Saru's Kelpian sister, Serena, in... Okay. Season 2.
Okay, Saru is the guy we like. It's
Doug Jones.
Doug Jones, right. He's the character everyone loves. I'm trying to look at... she's got a good weird face for this. Like, she's, you know, weirdly super slender, tall, long face. That's good. That's what you want in your...
Why the long face?
Yeah. For my role on Star Trek. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks, Daryl. We'll talk to you next week. All right. There he is. I just had to do it because there's nothing else going on. He's the Trek Nerd on Twitter, everybody. You can follow him there and make fun of how poorly
just
I treated him.
Just being funny.
Just being a hoot. All right.
Daryl's listening now and scratching his head or cursing us out.
It's all right. We got it all done before he had one of his meetings next to his cubicle or whatever. It all worked out. All right. We have a mashup to play today. This is from Jamie. Yay! He has made one from episode 1576 through 1578. It is called The Little Mermaid, and I'm playing it for you now. Ooh, it smells good coming out.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh. There's no way that'll end up in a mashup.
Watiti, what's his name?
Tiki Wakatiti.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the smaller Kanga in Winnie the Pooh. The bigger one's called Kanga, and the smaller one's called Roo. I'm going to slowly eat this dripping fried egg hamburger.
Yeah. Shug J. Knight, son of Marion Shug Knight. Also, he named his kid Shug. All right.
Shug Jr.
That's fine.
Splenda.
Splenda.
Just call him Splenda. Nutrishug.
Nutrishug. I like it.
I want to have a chandelier.
I staged my own death. Yeah. People haven't seen me at the Oscars for like 8 years.
They haven't seen me at a Lakers game in forever.
It's like a coffee. You can't go on your day without a big snort of meth. Excuse me. Hey, let's move on.
Sure.
We're going to be done.
That'll be on a mashup, I think.
Probably. Well, anyway, keep it like a geyser is the Red Hot Pilly Cheppers.
Keep it like a geyser. Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
Give it away your 8-inch straw.
I'm not coming out. I hate you, Mom.
That will fit in my mouth.
You don't realize that Susie works boogers in her sleep, so please record that.
They were like, hey, we should put our genitals together. And then they got married. Do that because I put my finger in your hole. This according to CNBC.
We keep young looking.
Right. How do you keep your skin so fresh?
Mm. Oh, it's a pig semen. We soak in it.
Goodbye, so, Bedford Falls.
So
goodbye, Bedford Falls.
It was good to see you. I'm not going to find out what my son's going to do.
It's not such a wonderful life, is it, Mary?
This is the worst life ever, and there's no black people in my world.
What's going on? Something from The Little Mermaid, where the Little Mermaid can't remember the names of anything because she's a big idiot. This is the song part. What do you call them? Oh, feet.
I forgot about your hot take on Little Mermaid's.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Could be controversial. I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding. Daryl, by the way, wants me to tell everybody via, he sent a text. He doesn't really get the joke that we cut him off early because there was nothing to talk about. He says he wanted to also chime in that Hilda is great. So another vote for Brian to watch Hilda.
Fine. Better, worse than Disenchanted.
Better than anything currently animated on Netflix, I would say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
right.
It's also very, very different than Enchanted.
Wow.
It's really good. I know I've said that. I'll say it again.
Yes.
Hey, there's somebody
all over it.
Is this the Diary Gamers guy in German? I'm banned.
Russian bot. Russian bot. Too much hassle.
Russian bot.
Too much hassle putting Link down.
I'm going to ban you. No, I'm going to time you out. That's what I'm going to do. See you later. All right. He has.
What video features Mario and Illidan from World of Warcraft?
Yes. Who knows what will happen? Happen.
Maybe some sort of Charmander and green woman holding mushroom.
Sorry, she is in other castle.
That's exactly it. Oh yeah, I heard BoJack Horseman's pretty good. I haven't seen it though. I am sci-fi. I haven't watched it yet. But boy, do you want to watch a thing that'll just make you cringe but also laugh super hard? Big Mouth. That's the one.
Okay. All right. I just added both of them to my – well, I added Hilda to my list last week. But
yeah. You know what you're going to like? Remember the last season of Fargo and it had Vargas in it, the guy who played Harry Potter's teacher in season 3? What is his name? I can't think of his name.
His name is Thulis.
David Thulis. He plays a character in the second season of – Big Mouth called the the Shame Wizard.
Okay.
And it's brilliant. The Shame Wizard is freaking brilliant. So
really? All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should watch that. I like Disenchanted. I think people give it too hard of a time. It's different than Simpsons and it's different than Futurama. And that's I think that's good because I want something that's not the same as those other two things. And I think it has its own charm. I think it's fine.
For sure.
It's a lot of good animated stuff. And I keep hearing the the Airbender people made something new for Netflix.
Yes. Somebody recommended that to me. Joe recommended that to me on the podcast show. And I can't remember what it was
Dragons,
called.
Dragons? Something Dragon?
Something Dragons, yeah.
Dragon's son of the dragon. Dragon Man.
Bold Dragons of Imagination.
Dragon Prince.
The Dragon Prince?
That's it. Artemis, you are correct. And yes, Doc Medpot, the Blue Waffle episode of Big Mouth is both hilarious and kind of awful.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my
wow,
gosh.
All right. God, I'm so intrigued.
It's the kind of show.
Titans and...
It's the kind
of catch up on my CW superhero stuff.
There's a scene where a girl, I mean, this is just to give you an idea. There's a scene in there where a girl, her name's Jessie in the show. They're all played by adults, but they're all like prepubescent little kids from junior high, or they're just turning 11 and 12 or something. And that's kind of what the show's whole main thrust is. Everyone's trying to deal with puberty and what it means and everything. And this girl has like a full-on conversation with her vagina. And I don't just mean remotely. I mean like, it's hard to explain. You just have to see it. It's really hard to, explain. Anyway, there's that. Hey, we're done. Let's get out of here. We before we go, a quick note that if you like this show, and I know many of you do, and you're just sitting on that buck a month you could be spending for it, head on over to patreon.com/TMS and just throw it our way. I mean, it's really, it's a buck. It's the cheapest thing you're ever going to spend money on. We do shows like 5 days a week. My gosh. My gosh. It's insane what we've done to ourselves. So head on over there and make it just a little less of a pain that we screwed up when we started this thing. Patreon.com/TMS. That's where you do it. You can find everything else you need at frogpants.com/TMS. And if you'd like to vote on today's show titles and you're currently present in the chat room or otherwise listening live, you can go to frogpants.showbot.tv and vote for your favorite title as suggested by those in the chat room. Okay, Brian.
Okay, Scott.
Song.
Lewis wrote in. He goes by the name One Sleepy Panda in the Tadpole. This one's a little bit late. I don't think we had a show that day or something, but...
Was that my UPS went dead day? Probably
might have been. Yeah, might have been. It says, "Hey Scott and Brian, this week I'm driving to Florida from New Jersey for my grandfather's funeral. I'll be taking the trip alone as my wife is quite pregnant and can't travel. So you guys are going to be keeping me company on the 17-hour drive. My grandfather's favorite band was the Rolling Stones, so any cover of or by them would be fantastic. P.S. F cancer.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
No argument there.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope, obviously you've got to be back from your trip by now. Hope it went well and, know that we're thinking about you. And we were thinking of you that week when, didn't get to your request. This is great. This is so cool. This comes from an album called Philharmania, and it is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, doing covers. Came out in 1998, but they've got guest vocals, working with them. So on this track, you're going to hear Mike Batt, who is, he discovered Katie Malua. He created the Wombles. I thought he was a little bit more involved in the rock scene. He's not, but the vocalist you're going to hear is Mark Almond, who, if you don't recognize him by name, he's the lead singer of the band Soft Cell, who of course had the big hit with another cover, Tainted Love. Here is Mark Almond and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with our cover of the Rolling Stones, Painted Black.
See you guys tomorrow.
Flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. no colors anymore. I want them to turn black, black. I see the girls all by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
Whoops. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Don't trust anyone.